Many providers in Idaho opened up COVID-19 vaccine appointments for people 65 and older Monday. There are more people waiting to get the shot than doses available. Rachel Cohen talked to Treasure Valley residents about their experience trying to make appointments.
St. Luke said about 100,000 people tried making a vaccine appointment Monday morning. The health system's online platform, MyChart, opened slightly before 8 a.m. when people had been expecting to be able to sign up. Within minutes, appointments were gone.
I've been pretty up through this whole situation, but today I just sat in my room and cried for a while.
Christina Benson is 66. She has several health conditions that put her at greater risk to get very sick from COVID-19. She says she logged on to MyChart and told her to call her clinic. She spent hours on hold to be told to go back to MyChart and keep refreshing.
You try to do what you're supposed to. You try to mask. You try to be careful. And I felt like it was insult added to injury today to go through the hassle of being sent around and around and around in circles.
Karen Campbell in Meridian is about to be 76 years old.
Well, I've been waiting for it since the vaccine became available. I have rheumatoid arthritis, so my rheumatologist said that because of my age and my compromised immune system that I should get it as soon as I possibly can.
St. Alphonsus opened up appointments last week, and Campbell was able to get one booked in Nampa.
And then on Saturday, got an email that I had been canceled because of lack of vaccines.
The same thing happened to Kathy Peters' husband. They live in Boise. She is 70, and her appointment for today is still on, as far as she knows.
But I got thinking, you know, if I could get another appointment for my husband and me, I'm going to make it, even though I have one with St. Al's. And I'm sure many people feel the same way, because now that we know they can cancel it at a moment's notice, you got to have a backup plan.
Vaccine distributors recommend not making more than one appointment. For some, like Gary Apter and his significant other, the experience has been more smooth sailing. His appointment with St. Al's is in Boise.
I got fortunate. A good friend sent me a link to St. Alphonsus that took me to a website, and I have an appointment scheduled for this coming Friday. And Catherine got her first vaccine this past Saturday. And she said that St. Alphonsus was first class.
But for many Treasure Valley residents in the 65-plus category, Monday morning was frustrating. Several people shared this sentiment from Kathy Peter.
They had plenty of lead time to figure this out, and they obviously did not make good use of that time. So, wish me luck.
As of yesterday afternoon, Karen Campbell and Christina Benson are still refreshing sign-up pages and calling hotlines to try to get their appointments. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.